It's been more than 2 weeks since Pakistani-American Faisal Shahzad allegedly attempted to detonate a bomb in New York City's crowded Times Square. Media reports say police are following leads Shahzad himself provided. Some Muslims say they are feeling the heat. This man says the FBI raided his home and downloaded information from his children's computers, loaded with cartoons.
Did the FBI tell you why they targeted you specifically?
They did not tell me, but I believe because my name is Muhammad and second, I'm from Pakistan.
On raids in several states, FBI agents have taken at least three people into custody. Shahzad reportedly told police he picked up $4,000 from this Dunkin' Donut shop outside of New York City.
It's one thing to get the education to learn how to build a bomb. It's another thing to be able to fund it.
U.S. officials say Shahzad has told investigators he received bomb-making training in Pakistan. The U.S. administration has blamed the Pakistani Taliban, an umbrella for radical groups that oppose the Pakistani state. Philip Mudd, former chief of the FBI's National Security Division, says the Pakistani Taliban, based in Pakistan's tribal areas, has drawn close to al-Qaeda and now has international aspirations.
When they start becoming infected with the al-Qaeda bug, their idea of who they should target as an enemy changes. And in this case, we have a Pakistani group that in the past would have targeted Pakistanis, or maybe Americans in Afghanistan, and now, because of its affiliation with al-Qaeda, says, let me target Americans in New York City.
Mudd suspects that increased pressure on the Pakistani Taliban in the form of U.S. drone attacks could have prompted militants to directly target the U.S. But he doubts that Shahzad, an American whose father was a senior officer in Pakistan's Air Force, would have received training from top militants.
You don't have to have access to high levels of al-Qaeda or of Taliban to get rudimentary tradecraft and bomb-making training. The organization doesn't have to expose its innermost secrets to pull in somebody from New York and say, hey, here's how to hook up some propane tanks.
After the failed bombing, President Obama visited police in New York and congratulated them for catching Shahzad. But Pakistan's operations against the Pakistani Taliban in the border area with Afghanistan may have been insufficient in the eyes of U.S. officials, analysts say. In light of the Pakistani Taliban's alleged involvement, some speculate there could be a shift in U.S. policy toward Pakistan. Lisa Curtis is an analyst at the Heritage Foundation.
And the fact that Shahzad, somebody like Shahzad is able to easily find training and inspiration and connect up with these various militant groups in Pakistan, this shows that there is a certain level of tolerance for terrorist groups in the country.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has said there will be consequences for Pakistan if Pakistani-based terrorists launch a successful attack on U.S. soil. But she did not say what those repercussions would be. For Laurel Bowman, I'm Deborah Tate, VOA News, Washington.